Praise the Lord, good evening. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for this time you give us for the night that we have worship. And thank you for guiding us, all of us. Thank you for the joy and the peace that we have in your presence. We bless you and magnify you. Thank you for all that we are able to achieve from morning till now. Thank you for your presence in our lives. Thank you for your support and help and guidance and wisdom. Thank you for how to bless the work of our hands. Thank you for our students and those in the school who have done their work well. In the name of Jesus, thank you for each and every family and member of the church. We ask the Lord to bless all our workers, our God, those in Iran, in Abu Dhabi, in Kuwait, in Burami, India, Sri Lanka, in Philippines, in Indonesia, in Iraq and Syria, America, Australia. Lord, we pray for protection for all the workers from this coronavirus. Protect us, all of us, in the name of Jesus, and watch over us. We apply the blood of Jesus over each and every one of us. We come against all work of Satan. We rebuke it. In the name of Jesus, we pray also, Lord, that you refill us once again with the Holy Ghost so that we will continue to serve you, continue to preach your word, and continue to do your work and your will, O God. I pray for provision, whatever needs, small or big needs, for our brothers and sisters, Lord, the families, the congregations, O God. I pray for these needs to be met by you. I pray for favor from you and from the government authorities, O God. I pray also, Lord, to put in our hearts more compassion towards the lost, to evangelize. I pray for protection for all the leaders and pastors and workers who are responsible to deliver your word to your people in different places. We pray for them to be diligent, to be well provided. We pray for all the skills for communications and means to reach the souls will be always available for us to save you, for each and every one of us as workers, to go on and bring your word to the people who need you, God. And Lord, we pray also, God, we pray for wisdom. We pray for also guidance from you. We pray for unity. We pray for that you will have one vision and you have one mind to reach with you the places that you want us to reach, oh God. Lord, we pray also, Lord, to anoint our worship tonight, anoint the message, anoint the prayers, anoint the songs, the givings, and all the items of our worship, O God. We pray also, Lord, we thank you for the ways that we can communicate and send your word. We thank you for all the social medias. Thank you for the messengers and WhatsApp and all these communication skills that you have provided for your church, so that we'll be in one accord, we'll be updated, each and every one of us, so that we can walk together. We thank the Lord. We bless you. That's all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you, God. I know the worship, O God. I know the songs. Down at your feet, O Lord, is the most high place where we hear your voice. We guided by you. We recommit ourselves as servants of yours. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Oh,
adore you, God. We thank you, Lord, that you brought us to be at your feet, that we seek your face, and will be directed with your word. Speak to us, even to the rest of our worship. Direct us as a church, to those who are here, and to those other places who receive the service and the worship. They will worship with us in spirit and truth. Speak to them and guide them. Thank you, Lord. Unite us with your love, with one vision to go on and serve you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Mighty is our God. Amen. Mighty is our King. Hallelujah. Love your hands to the Lord.
Far above.
Yes, oh God, have your way, O Lord, in our life. Speak to us, Holy Spirit. Fill our hearts with the words that you want us to know, and to hear, and to do in our lives. Have your way, O Lord. Speak your word into our hearts.
Oh,
your way in the life of your church and your people. Direct us with your word, O God, to know the direction that you want us to move and to do the things that you want us to do. We thank you, Lord, and we bless you. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's collect now our tithe and our offering unto the Lord. God love a cheerful giver. And whatever you give, God will return it to you. Just remind you that the windows of heaven will not be open without bringing the tithe into the storehouse of God. And let me tell you one thing more. Whatever the amount of your salary and your income, whether big or small, there's one thing I want you to know, that your salary by itself is not enough. Not that it is not enough because you will bring the tithe. It will not be enough even if you will keep the whole salary. Even if you will take 5 salaries per month, will not be enough. Because you must understand that the abundance of God in your life will come when the windows of heaven is open. And the windows of heaven will not be open unless you bring the tithes. I tithe my income because I depend on the windows of heaven that God is opening into my life. I always say, and I say it again, those who bring their tithes, they have only one problem. They don't know where to put the blessing of God. And I have the same problem. But I like to be in this way. As I bring my tithes, the Lord will continue to bless, and His blessing will be overflowing, even to the next generations. Well, thank you for your people who cheerfully bring to you what belongs to you, O God. Reward them, O God. And I pray, O God, for the windows of heaven to continue to be open over your people who brought to you as a due for you from tithes, offering and first fruit and vows. Lord, you love the cheerful giver. And let the windows of heaven continue to be open and rebuke whatever devour in their life pestilence. Rebuke it. Don't allow it to come into their lives. Thank you, God. Anoint my lips. O Lord, continue to preach and teach your word. And I pray this amount, multiply it. Let your wisdom upon the people who handle the money. Let them spend it wisely on their needs and according to your will. Bless the rest of our item of our worship. Bless the message. And let your name be glorified in our midst. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you. Let's all pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's open our Bible to the book of Revelations, life after death, and now we speak about the return of Christ and the millennium reign of Christ. Revelation chapter 20, and we will read from verse 1 to verse 6. We have finished the battle of the supper of the great God. And now, Revelation chapter 20, where the Christ will return and Satan will be bound in the bottomless pit. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil, and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years, and cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more, till 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that he must be loosed a little season. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead lived not again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death has no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Amen. Thank you, God, for your word. Let your word be explained. Let your people be encouraged with your promises for us, the millennium reign, that we will reign with you over earth. Even now we might be suffering, but time will come that when you will come, we will rule and we will reign with you over the earth. God, take the message and make it real, those who are in need of it, and those who are waiting, Lord, for the message to be delivered in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord, you change the people's life. I cannot change them, O God. But your word, I trust, will change them. One day they will kneel down, because you promise every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Christ is Lord. We thank you, Master. We thank you, Redeemer. This is our prayer in His name. Amen. Verse 1, Apostle John, he saw an angel coming down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. This angel, he came down from heaven to lay hold on the dragon. That's the devil. The dragon is the evildoer. He is the serpent in the book of Genesis, who deceived the man, and he is the devil and Satan, the accuser of the brethren and the troublemakers. But time had come after the battle of the supper of the great God. Now, after the false prophets and the beast were thrown into the lake of fire, burning with brimstone. Here the time come for the devil to be bound, hold, because he's resisting, and to be thrown into a bottomless pit, and he will be sealed, so he will not be set free, so that he will not go out and deceive the nations and make them fight against Christ. Here the angel who came down from heaven having the key of the bottomless pit is the Lord Jesus Christ, because Christ has the keys of hell and Hades. We can read that in book of Revelation chapter 1 and verse 18. Jesus himself, he say, I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. So he has the keys, and this angel has the keys. So much like he is the Lord Jesus Christ, who has the victory over the devil on the cross. And now the time had come for the dragon, the serpent, the devil, Satan, to be bound and to be cast into the bottomless pit. He will be set up. He set him up. And there's a sea, so that he will not be released. And he will not go and deceive the nations anymore. That will continue the situation, that the devil will be in the bottomless pit for 1,000 years. And after the 1,000 years to be finished, he will be loose for a little season. And this 1,000 years is the millennium reign of Christ. Christ will rule and we are with him on earth. How Christ will return on earth? We can read in the book of Acts chapter 1 and verse 11 and 12 how Christ will return. The Bible gives us details about that, Acts chapter 1, verse 11 and 12. The angels told the apostles when they saw the Lord coming up to heaven, which also said, "Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven?" They were gazing where Christ is coming to heaven. "This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so some in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven." Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olive, which is from Jerusalem, a 7 days' journey. Now here, they told him, they told the apostles, the disciples, that the same Jesus who went up from the Mount Olive, he will come down on the same way. So we conclude that Christ, when he returns on earth, he will be landed on the Mount of Olive. And we will read verse 4, "And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ a thousand years. So Christ, when he will come, we are with him. Those who are in the rapture, we will be with him in the rapture. Those who are dead in Christ, first they will descend with him. And we who are still alive will be caught in the air. And those, the saints who get raptured during the period of tribulations, that's where the first resurrection, when the battle of the supper of the great God finished, we'll go down with him and we'll be landed on earth with him, and we will reign and rule with him for 1,000 years. We'll be the priest of God. In verse 5, "But the rest of the dead live not again under the 1,000 years were finished." This is the first resurrection. The first resurrection is we who will come with the Lord in the rapture, and those saints who will be saved during the period of tribulation. That is the first resurrection. The rest are the wicked. They will not resurrect now. During the whole period of millennium, the 1,000 years, we will rule with Christ on earth, and the wicked, they will stay in torment in hell. "Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death," the second death here is the lake of fire burning with brimstone. That's the second death. "It has no power on him, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Now, what is the purpose of the millennium reign of Christ? Why Christ will rule and reign on the earth 1,000 years? Here, we find that the devil will be bound 1,000 years so that he will not go and deceive the nations. And he will not stir them against Christ and against his people. Some, they suggest that the millennium reign is the last attempt of God to show the nations how blessed to be ruled by Christ. But what I understand from Scripture and what I believe more is that if the Lord wants the nations to be saved, he will not allow the devil to be bound, because when the devil is bound, they are harmless. But God wants us to follow his will and to say correctly, even if devil is working against us, even devil deceiving us, tempting us, God will allow us so that he will know who we are. And we can make a right and correct decision to follow Christ in spite of all troubles the devil is giving. Still, we need to make the right choice. You know that the devil will be bound for 1,000 years. And we can read verse 7 and 8. And when the 1,000 years will expire, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison, and shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth. Now, we'll discuss that in the next week. The point here is, why God bound Satan for 1,000 years? God knows that the nations are not faithful to him, because they are the same people who fight against him, as we have discussed in chapter 19. But I believe that God will come back with the saints, and we are with him. We'll pass through the first resurrection. Those who are dead in Christ, they will rise and they will come down, and we are still alive. Our body will be transformed to the glorious body, heavenly bodies, in the twinkle of eyes, and we'll be changed. The heavenly bodies, and the period of tribulation will start. During the whole period of tribulation, there will be chance of salvation to those who are willing to repent. There will be also rapture, and they will join us. But once the Christ put his feet on earth, no more chance of salvation. The nation will go with their flesh during the millennium reign, and we will rule on earth with Christ. The purpose, I believe, the purpose of the millennium is God to fulfill his promise to us, to reward us. We live our life on earth persecuted, abused, under injustice. Time will come that the Lord will reward us. And he had a promise that in the book of Matthew, chapter 19, and verse 28, he promised his apostles that they will come and reign with him, and they will sit on the 12 thrones. Matthew chapter 19, verse 28, and Jesus said unto them, verily I say unto you, that ye which have followed me in the regeneration, when the Son of Man shall sit in the throne of his glory, he also shall sit upon 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. So here, we will reign with him, we will rule with him, and we will judge with him. And we judge with him for thousands of years. That's our service, and that's our ministry. Now, the book of the prophet Zechariah, especially chapter 14, it has prophecies about the millennium reign of Christ and what would take place. We read this chapter and we will discuss important point as the Holy Spirit lead us and allow us. Not all the chapter speak about the millennium reign of Christ, but there are certain scriptures when you read, we can see that what is there in the book of Revelation, that what will come to take place. Book of Zechariah chapter 14. Behold, the day of the Lord cometh, and thy spoil shall be divided in the midst of thee. For I will gather all nations against Jerusalem to battle. That is the battle of the supper of the great God. And the city shall be taken, and the houses rifted, and the women ravished, and half of the city shall go forth into captivity, and the residue of the people shall not be cut off from the city. Then shall the Lord go forth and fight against those nations, as when he fought in the day of battle. In verse 4, and his feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives. That is the mountain where Jesus went to heaven from the mountain of Olives. And when he will come back, his feet will stand again on Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem on the east. And the Mount of Olives shall cleave in the midst thereof toward the east and toward the west. And there shall be a very great valley, and half of the mountain shall remove toward the north, and half of it toward the south. And ye shall flee to the valley of the mountains, for the valley of the mountains shall reach unto Azar. Yea, ye shall flee like as ye fled from before the earthquake in the days of Uzziah, king of Judah. And the Lord my God shall come, and all the saints with thee. Here, the coming of the Lord with the saints. They will descend on earth. That is his return. Verse 6, and it shall come to pass in that day that the light shall not be clear nor dark, but it shall be one day which shall be known to the Lord, not day nor night, but it shall come to pass that at evening time it shall be light. And it shall be in that day that living waters shall go out from Jerusalem, half of them toward the former sea, and half of them toward the hinder sea, in summer and in winter shall it be. The Lord most likely in the millennium reign, he will rule from Jerusalem, the holy city. And the Lord shall be king over all the earth. In that day shall there be one Lord and his name one. In the millennium reign, only one king, the Lord Jesus Christ, he will rule. He is the one who will rule, not like now. Everyone do what he likes. But in the millennium reign, the Lord will be alone to rule. And all the land shall be turned as a plain from Geba to Rimon, south of Jerusalem, and it shall be lifted up and inhabited in her place, from Benjamin gate into the place of the first gate, and to the corner gate, and from the tower of Hananel, and to the king's winepress. And men shall dwell in it, and there shall be no more utter destruction, but Jerusalem shall be safely inhabited. And this shall be the plague wherewith the Lord will smite all the people that have fought against Jerusalem. As we have discussed, the Lord will destroy the nations in the battle of the supper of the great God. Their flesh shall consume away while they stand upon their feet, and their eyes shall consume away in their holes, and their tongues shall consume away in their mouth. We can read that in the book of Revelation. Let me read verse 13, then we'll go back to the book of Revelation 19, verse 17 to 21, to read this detail there. And it shall come to pass in that day that a great tumult from the Lord shall be among them, and they shall lay hold every one on the hand of his neighbor, and his hand shall rise up against the hand of his neighbor. Let's read this one. Book of Revelation 19, verse 17 to 21. And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, come and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great God, that ye may eat the flesh of kings, and the flesh of captains, and the flesh of mighty men, and the flesh of horses, and of them that sit on them, and the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great. And I saw the beast, and the kings of the earth, and their armies, gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse, and against the army. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet, and that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast, and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into the lake of fire, burning with the brimstone. And the remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, which sword proceeded out of his mouth. And all the fowl were filled with their flesh. And that's what we have read here in verse 12, that, and this shall be the plague wherewith the Lord shall smite all the people that have fought against Jerusalem. Their flesh shall consume away while they stand upon their feet, and their eyes shall be consumed away in their host, and their tongue shall consume away in their mouth. Verse 13, and it shall come to pass on that day that a great tumult from the Lord shall be among them, and they shall lay hold everyone on the hand of his neighbor, and his hand shall arise up against the hand of his neighbor. And Judah also shall fight at Jerusalem, and the wealth of all the heathen round about shall be gathered together, gold and silver and apparel in a great abundance. And so shall be the plague of the horse, of the mule, of the camel, and of the ass, and of all the beasts that shall be in these tents as this plague. And it shall come to pass that everyone that is left of all the nations which came against Jerusalem shall be even gone from year to year. So those nations who enter the millennium reign, they enter by the flesh, they are unsaved. They will behave because Satan is not there. And they will go to Jerusalem year to year to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, and to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. And it shall be that they will go because they are afraid. And it shall be that whoso will not come up of all the families of the earth unto Jerusalem to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, even upon them shall be no rain. And if the family of Egypt go not up and come not, that have no rain, there shall be the plague wherewith the Lord will smite the heathen that come not up to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. Here the Lord, during the millennium, during the 1,000 years that he will rule on earth, well with him, he'll be the only Lord that will rule. And all the nations, they will be following the instructions because they are afraid. Everyone do wrong, you'll be punished immediately. Not like now. But the Lord will rule from earth, and we will be with him. And that is the reward for us. As we suffer now, we'll be rewarded in the millennium. We will rule with the Lord on the earth. This shall be the punishment of Egypt and the punishment of all nations that come not up to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. In that day shall there be upon the bells of the horses. Holiness unto the Lord. And the posts in the Lord's house shall be like the bowls before the altar. Yea, every pot in Jerusalem and in Judah shall be holiness unto the Lord of hosts. And all they that sacrifice shall come and take of them and cease therein. And in that day there shall be no more the Canaanite in the house of the Lord of hosts. As I say that, good part of Zechariah chapter 14, it has the prophecies that we can see it in the book of Revelation that speak about the millennium reign of Christ. Of course, there's also scripture here in chapter 14 that can speak about other details. But we use Zechariah chapter 14 to confirm there's a millennium reign for Christ, that he will rule with him on earth for thousands of years. Let's all stand. And let us understand that God will reward us. God will reward us when he will come. Whatever we suffer now, persecuted, abused, under insulted, under injustice, let us persevere and bear it, because we will reward it. As he promised the apostles, also the promise for us, that we will rule and reign with him. We'll be the priests as he promised. There shall be a priest of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Amen, Lord. His name is exalted, and he will be exalted forever above the earth. His name is high above the heavens.
His name is exalted far above the earth.
Come to the Lord. The Lord with the gladness.
His name is exalted far above the earth. His glory and honor and praise unto his name. No other name but the name of Jesus. No other name but the name.
Lord, send your word, O God, to those who need it. Let be a fruit, let be workers, raise up people saved and people commit their lives to go through the narrow way, willing to suffer for you. Lord, let your hand be with us and keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we not sleep in. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all, in Jesus' name. Amen. Mighty is our God. Love your hand to him.